Jen, according to the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation patient registry, more than 30,000 people are living with cystic fibrosis in the United States, and there are 1,000 new cases diagnosed every year. More than 75% of people are diagnosed by age 2. And I'm curious about the story behind Michael's diagnosis and what your reaction was.
So Michael was diagnosed with cystic fibrosis through the newborn screening, and we confirmed the diagnosis at 3 weeks old. It came as a shock to his father and I. I didn't know anyone in my family with cystic fibrosis, and neither did Michael's father. We had to do some digging through family history and things to try and find it, and we think we located it, the gene that is, in Italy through a distant cousin. That's how far removed it was from us. But from that point on, we rallied around Michael, of course, and we started a great strides walk for cystic fibrosis that we do yearly, raising money and awareness for CF. And as the years have gone on, Michael has gotten involved in his own CF awareness through running and raising money as well. We have a great support system through family and friends that we're so incredibly thankful for.
And Michael, can you talk about the challenges of living with cystic fibrosis and what your daily routine is?
So living with cystic fibrosis is very hard and emotional. So every morning I wake up at 4:30 in the morning and do an hour of breathing treatments, which involves numerous inhaled medications, a vest that I put on that vibrates and breaks up the mucus in my lungs. And then throughout the day I swallow over 40 pills, and I do treatments 2 to 4 times a day. If I'm feeling good, it's 2. If I'm sick, it could be up to 4. So I could be doing from 2 hours of breathing treatments to 4 hours of breathing treatments a day. And it's sometimes interferes with like going outside or playing with friends or going to play sports, but I've never let it stop me.
And what keeps you motivated on a daily basis?
Knowing that one day they will find a cure makes me want to raise more awareness and raise more money to hopefully make that day come sooner.
And Michael and Jen, we'll start with you. What has your family done to raise awareness and support for cystic fibrosis?
As a family, we've done a lot for cystic fibrosis and raising awareness. We do our Great Strides Walk yearly. Michael runs in a 5K every summer that raises money to send a cystic fibrosis child on a wish trip. Last year alone, we raised over $50,000 for cystic fibrosis. So far this year, for the Boomer Esiason Foundation, we have raised over $26,000 and counting. So we're very active in the community for fundraising. In addition to that, over the last couple of years, I've gotten more involved in advocacy, going down to Washington, D.C., and speaking with our congressmen and senators regarding the healthcare bill. And actually, just a couple weeks ago, Michael met with Senator Carper down in his office, and Senator Carper was nice enough to spend an hour and a half with Michael, listening to his concerns and just getting to know Michael. They actually had something in common. They both like to run, so that was a really nice meeting.
And Michael, how did you get into running in the first place?
A few years back, I started to run, and I noticed my lung function started to go up. So I figured if I keep running, my lung function will keep going up, which it has been. Last summer, I was supposed to go into a long-term treatment for bacteria that I had in my lungs, but I ran throughout the summer and did a lot of breathing treatments and a lot of medication, and then at the end of the summer, we decided I didn't have to do it anymore, so I just kept running ever since and decided to do the half marathon and 5Ks, and now it became something that I love to do.
So running has really, really helped improve your health.
Yeah, it's had a very big part in my health.
And I mean, I was a cross-country runner a few years ago. Do you have sort of a daily running routine, or do you just go run hard until you're finished, or what do you do?
When I was training for the marathon, I had a daily routine that I would run. You know, one day I would run 4 miles and take a day off and then run 6 miles. I would train probably 6 days a week every week. And now it's just, if I want to run, I'll go run. It's not an everyday thing, but once I start training for the 18 miles, in the triathlon, I'll be running every day and training again.
You ran the New York City Half Marathon.
Yeah, I ran the New York City Half Marathon in March of 2017, and I finished in 2 hours and 10 minutes.
What was that experience like for you?
It was very hard. The training wasn't that fun, but once I crossed the finish line, just made all of it worth it.
Jen, with your son saying that running really helped improve his health, he found something that he really loved to do and he continues to do it. How do you feel as a mother to really watch your son succeed like that despite the challenges?
So as his mom, I mean, I'm incredibly proud. I've always instilled in Michael since a young age that CF, although it's his diagnosis, it certainly doesn't define him, and that he can do anything he sets his mind to. And he's proven that time and time again. So just watching him run and raise awareness for cystic fibrosis and raising money for a cure and advocating the way he has been for healthcare, I'm just extremely proud of Michael.
Michael, I'm wondering if you could recall a time that maybe you thought cystic fibrosis could get in the way of something that you wanted to do, but you really pushed yourself to go forth and continue with it.
So last year I was admitted in the hospital and I had a small airway collapse, and then lacrosse season was still going, but I still went on the team, I still played and still did everything the same way.
And Michael, you were nominated for the Boomer Esiason's Team Boomer Athlete of the Year Award. What does that nomination mean to you?
I'm very honored to be nominated amongst the other great athletes who have CF and some who don't. They're all just great people.
And Jen, can you talk about what exactly this award is?
Sure. So this award recognizes someone either with cystic fibrosis or a connection to cystic fibrosis who uses fitness as a way to stay healthy. And especially with those with CF, it's just so important that they take their health into their own hands and they get out there and they run and don't let the disease take over, so to speak. And so being recognized for that dedication is an extreme honor. And like Michael said, we're super proud of him and all the athletes that have been nominated. And we hope it sends a message, you know, to the CF community and those that might have cystic fibrosis that, you know, this is a really good thing and to get involved and to stay fit and active.
And Michael, how were you nominated in the first place?
I was nominated for Team Bloomer's Athlete of the Month in June of 2016. And then after that, I ran the marathons and the 5Ks and just kept running. And then my mom told me one night that I was nominated for Athlete of the Year, and that's pretty much how I found out.
And winning this award, if that happened, what would that mean to you?
Winning this award would make me just very excited, and I would feel accomplished for everything that I've done to really be recognized for it and very honored.
Why?
Because I've done a lot for CF and the CF community. When I run, I think about all the kids that can't run and people that are laying in hospital beds who can't run, and I run for them and I run for the CF community. I would just be really honored to be Team Boomer's Athlete of the Year.
Michael, what is your goal overall with raising awareness for cystic fibrosis?
In the end, my goal is to make CF stand for Cure Found.
Stand for Cure Found. Gotcha. And also, so you're graduating 8th grade?
Yes.
So going into high school, is there any sort of plan that you have with either raising awareness for cystic fibrosis or even continuing to participate in athletics or anything like that? What are your high school goals?
I want to play lacrosse in high school, and my goal is to start varsity as a freshman and become All-American.
Jen, as your son continues to live with cystic fibrosis day in, day out, what makes you really, really proud?
I'm really proud of all Michael's accomplishments and overcoming the diagnosis that he has with cystic fibrosis. So as an example, last year he missed over 50 days of school and he still finished the year with honor roll. So far this year, he's been steady pace with honor roll in every marking period. And again, he's missed a lot of school this year as well, but we've been getting, you know, our schoolwork from and instructions from the Appaquinmic School District. He's able to keep up. And actually his teachers tell me when he comes back from his missed school that he hasn't skipped a beat. And so we're very proud of that. And on top of that, you know, of course, he plays lacrosse and we love watching him play. He, you know, scores every game and has a great time out there and he's a great player. He really puts his heart into it. And then all the running that he's doing and raising awareness around cystic fibrosis, I mean, I couldn't be more proud of him.
Who is your inspiration?
I have many inspirations. I have, when it comes to a CF standpoint, Jerry Cahill and Gunnar Esiason are my two inspirations. They've never let CF stop them. Jerry Cahill has had a lung transplant and has been living life to the fullest. Gunnar Esiason is an athlete and has vlogs and is really active in the CF community. When it comes to running, Jay Aspero has always been there for me since the past year since I met him. And my biggest inspiration is probably my mom, my family, because I've always wanted to make them proud.
You've met one of your athletic inspirations?
Yes, I've met both Jerry and Gunner, and it was a very good experience. I've met them numerous times.
What did you learn from meeting your athletic inspirations?
I learned to never give up and never stop.
And is that something that you're going to apply to life and to cystic fibrosis on a daily basis?
Absolutely.